This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS-10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Collins, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Good afternoon, Lulu.
Now, Collins, what do we know exactly that led to the discovery of these women?
In the past 18 months, precisely, there is a national body for prohibition of trafficking in people, in persons, had liaised seriously with the security agents to monitor the movement of people through the borders. And so feelers have been coming in that they've abandoned routes in the Lagos area because of serious monitoring, and they are now taking direct through Niger or Chad to want to get to Libya en route to Europe. So that was part of the reason, that liaison between Nigeria officials and the Nigerian security operative has yielded this result of the rescue of the 11 women in Niger. They had actually moved into Niger before they were rescued, but then it was due to a quick follow-up.
Now, Collins, human trafficking is a global problem. Now, how big of a problem is it in southern Nigeria?
The truth is that the search for greener pasture, the belief that it is better outside, and then the deceit of, you will get there and get a job right away, the job is waiting for you. Apparently, they are introducing these young women into prostitution. You hardly see a male among them. They are mostly women, and young women of about 19, 25, and thereabout. Some of them, you'll be surprised, are university graduates. What are they going for in an uncertain future? So you discover that across Nigeria, people who want to look for greener pastures, who think it's better outside, they fall prey to this. And it's not just Nigeria. Sometimes in the northeastern border, Cameroonians and people from as far as the Central African Republic have been rescued by Nigerian immigration officers, and they had to be sent to their countries, you know, after that. So I think it's a problem that will require a joint effort by African nations to check this enslavement, because to go through the desert, it's a terrible thing. And above all, between Nigeria and Libya is dangerous, because they can die. Quite a number of them have died. There are people that are not accounted, that cannot be accounted for. In short, I have very close relatives who, till now, in the past 6 years or seven, have not been accounted for. And where were they going to? They were going abroad. Through where? Libya. To go and do what? Good job. Good job in Dubai, good job in Saudi Arabia, good job anywhere. And
are there systems that have been put in place by Nigeria's government to deal with human trafficking? And do you know what happened to the traffickers in Niger after these women were abandoned?
The one in Niger had not been reported of what happened. But in Nigeria, there are stringent laws and then due punishment, including jail terms for those who are caught. And there are agencies set up by government, which include the Commission on Nigerians in the Diaspora, the National Agency for Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons, Immigration, the Army, and all security agents are involved to make sure that this phenomenon is stopped. But it's still terrible.
Because of time, we'll have to leave it there for now. Collins, thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.